Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday's show. And good morning, Sue!
Morning!
Eddie, our video producer. How old are you?
Me, 37.
37. He skateboards still?
Yeah.
He gleams the cube?
Yeah, I shred the streets, carve them up.
Yeah, he wrecks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Now that hurts.
Like, I was on a high for a little bit, you know, feeling like the legend of the streets. And, like, nobody skates in my neighborhood except me, so people knew me as, like, the skater.
And not, so, not your dad. Not to build your head up, but you've been referred to as the Tejano Tony Hawk.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really? I like that. Well, anyway, I hit a rock and I fell. And I fell hard. Like, I didn't scrape myself. I have a little scrape on my knee. Nothing crazy. But worse, I think I hurt my hip. Like, I
you
can't.
You hit. Instead of it being a scrape,
I think
it was like,
I kind of tried to save myself. My foot and my hip locked. And I'm like, it hurts really bad. Like, I told my wife yesterday that it's like, I need to go to the doctor hurt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I can't lean on my left side, like,
You have to retire from the skateboard.
No, I can't. I just bought new wheels. Like, I've invested on my board.
Do you wear a helmet?
No.
Oh.
No, I lose street cred if I wore a helmet.
Bobby, he's a legend.
You have kids, though.
Yeah, I know, and I want them to think I'm cool.
No, but what if they're like, Dad, we also don't want to wear a helmet.
Ugh. We haven't gotten there yet.
Do they want a skateboard?
No, they don't like skateboarding. They've done it once, and they get scared.
Hmm.
They don't like it.
I think Peter Pan, it's time to grow up.
No, dude. I say I'm out for 2 weeks.
Get a Segway.
That's more dangerous.
Where's my gavel? I know yesterday.
Judge, no. Judge, no.
Get a Segway.
No, Judge.
You got to get healthy. You're going to hurt yourself. Case dismissed.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
There was a shop owner, and every day, the same woman shows up. Every day at 9:30, when the door opens up, she's there to get the paper. He opens the door. She's not there to get the paper. So he's like, oh, where she is? He goes to her house, knocks on the door, doesn't hear anything. It's like, hello? Here's something. Like, huh? So he goes in. She's 87 years old. She had a stroke. He knew because she wasn't at the store, something was wrong. Went to her house. Ended up saving her life.
Above and beyond.
Yeah, wow. Ali Akhtar, I see you. That's amazing. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. In airline news in Michigan, the Michigan basketball team's plane slid off the runway. Luckily, everyone is okay, so that's really good news. In other news, the electronic store Radio Shack has filed for bankruptcy. It's going to close about 200 stores. And finally, in sports news, Tony Romo being released by the Dallas Cowboys after 13 seasons.
Do you still wear a mouth guard when you sleep?
Yeah.
I do too most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can really tell when I slept hard because I wake up and this thing's like chewing gum.
Oh.
And I can feel the jaw marks inside of it. Maybe once every 2 weeks I'll get a good night's sleep. And for some reason I got a good night's sleep last night. So that I had sleep in my eyes. Like, I never get sleep in my eyes.
Wow.
But I woke up, my jaws were just killing me. I must go to town. Like, I don't know what kind of dreams or what state it puts me into.
Mm-hmm.
But all I can imagine is just, is it anger? What's wrong with me?
I don't know. It's crazy. I know. My dentist says I have got to work on it, like, bad. He was even talking about that some people are starting to inject themselves with things to release their muscles there.
Whoa.
Like, I mean, the doctor injects it for you, but it's like...
Is that like behind the Waffle House? Remember that woman that was shooting up like into the other people's butts?
Oh,
that... She would take the like WD-40 and...
Like concrete gel?
Butt implants? Yeah. Didn't turn out well because somebody died?
Yeah, it was bad.
But you could... Yeah.
Yeah.
I slept well last night. I watched a couple episodes of The Office. Oh, there was a... Maybe because I cried last night. There was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. I'll tell you later. It was a bad thing. No, it was a good thing. But for me, it was embarrassing.
That's totally why you slept good. I'm telling you.
Maybe.
It released some chemicals that you needed.
Maybe. I'm telling you, my girlfriend would not leave me alone about it either. And she was like, yeah, I'll tell you later. Ugh.
Okay.
It makes me... Ugh, myself.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
It's time for Thursday's Good News.
Tell me something good.
How about a little positivity in your coffee this morning? I'm going to start off. A generous gesture in honor of a beloved lunch lady clears the debt for students of an entire Ohio school district.
Wow.
More than 100 students in Ohio are free of lunch debts thanks to an anonymous donor. Someone paid the lunch tab of every student from K through 12, and they want to remain nameless, but it was because their favorite lunch lady died in January, and it was in her honor.
Mm. Wow.
How sweet is that?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's good news. Amy, give me some of that.
Dozens of kids from a Michigan neighborhood visited their oldest neighbor on his birthday. He was turning 101, so they showed up at his house with cards and balloons, and they were all outside singing to him. I mean, how special and cute is that? So then he invited them inside, and they got to see things like a typewriter and other things. He played the harmonica for them, and he gave them some advice. He said, go to school and do the best that you can.
Lunch box.
Lady's house is on fire. Fire department shows up, and then they say, is anyone inside? She said, just my kitty cat. They go in, find the kitty cat, and what do they use? The old oxygen mask for a kitty cat to bring it back to life.
And it came back to life?
Yeah, that's what, the little mask they put it on the little animal's mouth?
The kitty cat.
Kitty cat mask.
The kitty cat.
Like that he calls it a kitty cat.
There you go. There's your good news.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, I mean, you'll be so proud of me. At least I know my husband will be.
Consider us the same, your husband and I?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, right?
Yeah. I opened 2 months worth of mail.
Yikes. Yeah, but shouldn't you have opened it the whole time?
That's not how I work.
Oh,
but listen, here's what I normally do. If my husband is on a work trip, I normally just don't even open it. And he comes home to it and he's like, oh my goodness. But you know what? He knows he does him, I do me, and that's kind of our thing.
How do you not get behind on bills, though?
He sets up auto pay before he goes because, let's be honest, things wouldn't get paid if he didn't do that.
But I do that too, and still something will creep through that I'm not suspecting.
Yeah, things go through the cracks, and then that's when I get confronted. For not being an adult. So, but listen, I opened up everything. I got paper clips, manila folders. I'll have to show you a picture.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Oh, you took a picture.
No,
wow.
I need to take a picture. I can do that. I should have documented it. But when he comes home in a few days, woo, I'm going to be like, guess who opened the mail? This girl.
That's what you're going to be to him after he's been gone for months?
Wow. This will be the biggest, listen, I'm not, some guys get like, what's the word? What? I don't want to say turned on or whatever, but
excited?
No. This will be a good thing for us.
Okay.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
So Reba McEntire's song Fancy is being turned into a musical that producers hope will make it all the way to Broadway. The play, like the song, is going to focus on a poor young girl who ends up a country singer.
You know who else has a play? Is Christian Bush, called Troubadour.
Oh, yeah.
And they think that one will go to Broadway, too. It's about the Grand Ole Opry back in the day.
Oh, so fun. Yeah. I love it. So Brett Eldridge returned to his alma mater, Paris High School, this week to perform for students and his hometown fans. The free concert attracted about 3,000 people to the school's gym, and it was filmed for CMT's Hometown Heroes. No word yet on when the special will air. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Seconds Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. A man walked into a clothing store, got a bunch of clothes, went to the dressing room, tried some on, decided, you know what, I'm not going to pay for these. Started running out of the store, and he got away. Only problem is he left his old jeans in the dressing room, had his jail release papers in the pocket.
Oh, man.
So they were able to track him down very easily. I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Madonna works out 5 hours a day. The girl who runs SoulCycle was talking about what SoulCycle is, and you get them one of those bikes and you ride and they have music and stuff. And she trains Madonna as well for 5 hours every day. Isn't that insane?
That's insane.
I go through an hour. Yesterday was terrible. So I went to this yoga class and it was a tough one. This studio is tougher than, man, how cool do I sound? I have different studios. Wow. But this one's one that's known for being tough. And so I go and the girl next to me had a watch on and I was obsessed with looking at her watch because I love time. And I was breaking my neck trying to see what time it was. And you're not supposed to keep time during yoga.
Yeah, normally they don't have a clock up.
You're supposed to just let it roll and just feel the inner beauty that is of the stream. I don't even know what they say in that class. But she had a watch on, and I was obsessed with it. I probably looked at it 100 times.
Oh no! Did it make it go by
slower? Way slower. Yeah, yeah. Because I couldn't focus on anything but the watch.
Yeah.
But 1 hour, I'm done. And they're always like, "Find your purpose." And my purpose is always get through this class. Like, this hour is awful.
It's a good purpose, yeah.
And so I have 1 hour and I'm out. Madonna does it for five hours.
Five? Could you imagine?
Eddie, our producer, does night runs. Have you done any night runs lately?
I did two this week so far. What are we, Thursday? Yeah, two.
How do you run so late and then get to sleep?
Well, I know it's a problem. That's why I go to bed late. I go to bed about 11 because my heart's going till about 11.
Why not do day runs?
Well, because the kids are awake and everything. You know, like my 9-year-old wants to start running, but until then, like he's not loving it. Until he starts loving it, I'm going to do it by myself.
Have you listened to the Bobbycast with John Oates yet?
Yeah, I have.
Do you like it?
Dude, some great stories in there.
It's good, huh?
God, it's so good.
Yeah, it's crazy people come to my house. That's the weirdest part to me. It's like John Oates from Hall & Oates knocked on the door and was like, "Hey, Bobby, what's happening?" I'm like, "Hey, come on in." You make my dreams come true. If you go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast, I talked to him for like an hour or so. Any story pop out to you there?
I love the Michael Jackson story.
Oh, yeah, how Michael Jackson came backstage.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he told him that he dances to one of their songs in the mirror.
This one.
That one.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's like, "I dance to this song in the mirror whenever I listen to your music."
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow.
I asked Amy, and not even being facetious or, I was like, "Hey, do you ever listen to Bobbycast?" And she doesn't, because she's not really a music nerd.
Yeah.
She's like, "I'm sorry, I'll start." I'm like, no. It's thing about podcasting is you find what you nerd out about and you spend time with it.
I listen to a lot of health podcasts.
That's exactly it. You find what you're passionate about. That's the benefit of podcasting. So yeah, if you love music. I also did one where I talked about behind the scenes stuff on the show. Did you hear?
Was that the last one you did?
It was one before that where I had to admit to something on
I
the
have
show.
Not
oh
heard
yeah,
this
what'd you
one?
Admit to? I have to go.
It doesn't matter.
Wait.
Anyway, it's called the Bobbycast. You can listen to it, iHeartRadio, and search Bobbycast.
Well, you got me with that one.
Well, no, I say a lot of stuff on that I don't have time to on the air, and it's a lot more long form. But the one with Oates is really good. The Dallas Cowboys are releasing Tony Romo today.
Yeah, they are.
How about that? I'm not a Cowboy fan. I'm not a Cowboy hater. But I know for all of our Cowboy fan listeners, including Eddie, that's a big deal.
It's a bittersweet deal for us.
What's
for me, at least, because, you know, you love him. And, like, he was a big part of our team. But it's good to kind of change things because we had a great season last year.
You didn't, though.
Huh?
You had a great regular season, but it really ended
sour. We had
sour.
A dry run before that, and it gave us hope, and so now we're looking forward to the future.
What do I say always? The Cowboys will break your heart.
They will, and they have.
You know where he's going to go? I know.
You don't know.
Well, I do.
Okay, here we go.
What do you know, Amy?
I know that there's no mo Tony Romo in Dallas because he's going to Denver.
He could.
Yeah.
Or he could go to the Texans.
No, yeah. Denver calling it now. He can't stay in Texas. Too close to home.
Okay. When whatever.
You know what?
You could be right.
I know.
But, I mean, that's really one of the options.
Thank you very much. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. You have status with anything? Like, for me, I fly Southwest Airlines so much. It's not a commercial, by the way. But I travel a lot. And so I have what's called a buddy pass. I fly so much for work that I can take someone on a free flight with me everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my status. And I asked because Mike D, our phone screener, is trying to get... Mike, what's the reward? It's like a Diamond movie member?
Yeah.
He's trying to go to so many movies.
Like with Regal or something?
What company is it?
Yeah, Regal.
It's Regal? He wants to be a Diamond member.
Wow.
And so what are you now?
Emerald.
He's Emerald right now. And he's got to go gold, I think, and then diamond.
Yeah.
Woo! Look at this.
Man.
It's a lot of movies.
Up your movie game.
Are you statused anywhere?
I'm A-list on Southwest.
Yeah. Do you have like a juice status?
Oh, like a punch card for my green juice?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I definitely keep those punch cards, and it's really exciting when I hit 10 and buy one, get one free, but no status.
Anybody status on anything?
Discover card. I have a special card because I've been a member since 2000, so I've been a member so long. And then also Kroger. I get like 10 cents off gas because I use my Kroger card so much.
We all are.
Well, though. I have a Kroger card. Yeah.
Dang.
Do you?
No, you're right.
Sorry.
Let him.
Right. You're right.
Attaboy lunch. There you go.
I'm status at Kroger. I can't.
There you go.
I love it. Yeah, you
Bobby Bones. I don't know why people are hating on Prince Harry. He waxed his chest because his girl was like, "Hey, I like you to not have hair on your chest."
Yeah.
You leave that guy alone.
Yeah, what's wrong with doing that?
What's wrong with waxing your... Basically, I...
Yeah. You just wanted permission to...
Well, no, I have laser hair removal. I get on my shoulders, and then I have like the top part of my chest done, too. But I don't like hair. I like it on my head, and that's it. And so I had it done. But why do people care? Is he good looking to you?
Yes. Yeah. Of the two, for sure, he's the better looking.
I didn't ask you to compare the brothers. No. I just say, is he good looking?
Yes, I think he's good looking.
The other one started losing his hair up top.
Yeah.
But when you're a prince, man, it don't matter. You can have a third arm, man. You can have seven nipples. Yeah. You're a prince.
You're a prince.
You get whatever you want.
It's crazy. They're like real life princes.
I know, that's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our celebrity culture is basically that here in the States.
Yeah, but they don't live in a palace. A real-life palace.
Sometimes they do.
Well, with a queen.
Beyonce?
So.
Yeah, look at Jay-Z. Yeah. Prince Jay-Z.
Yeah, okay. King. Oh. If she's a queen, he's a king.
Okay. That's true.
Is it annoying how they call, like, every famous girl queen?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Queen B.
Not even just Queen B, but it's like everybody's like, oh, that's so queen.
Yeah.
that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bobby, that's so queen. You're so queen.
No, that's different for me.
That's a different
And thing. I do get that a lot, but that's different. That's different. Today at 9 a.m. Central, our camouflage Pimp and Joy shirts go on sale to benefit Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson. And so we don't keep any of the money. And so what we're trying to do is raise $50,000 because he needs a house. And we're going to have him on in a bit, but he has spinal injuries, a collapsed lung, brain injury. I mean, it's a lot. And no movement below his chest. And so it's a real American hero. And we're honored to be helping him. And at 9 Central, so wherever you are, in whatever time zone you are, at 9 Central, you'll be able to get one of these. And I'm going to tell you, I bet you they sell out. Just frankly speaking, because we weren't able to make unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
We only have so many. So I want you to be there. There's adult, unisex, there's kids, all Pimp and Joy stuff, by the way. If you go to bobbybones.com, we'll go toward this. We even have white hats. So it's something that we're passionate about. And if you are too, we hope you get involved and kind of jump in with us. So.
And he's definitely deserving. Like a true American hero.
So much so. Absolutely. He's going to come on in 40 minutes, and we're going to talk to him in a bit. So there's that. The British Airways flight, it ran out of toilet paper, and so not everybody on the flight gets $600.
Wait, what?
If they
Not Whoa. even if you didn't go to the bathroom, you still get money?
They're going to be billed $350,000. A British Airways flight traveling to the Caribbean on Saturday, they were on the tarmac for more than 5 hours. And there was a shortage of toilet paper. They had to assemble a new ground crew and restock everything. 6 hours late, the airway could have to pay each traveler up to $600. And so with all the passengers, it's going to cost them $350,000 for not having enough toilet paper.
Wow.
It took them 5 hours to find toilet paper?
I think there were a lot of issues.
Oh.
And that probably wasn't one of the first ones. There was probably something mechanical happening with another flight. But since they ran out...
You get money. How amazing.
How about that right there? Bones. Let me throw an ICU at you right now. Bonus one.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
The creators, the actors of This Is Us, because it was their most watched show to date. And it's over now for a while, but This Is Us had 11 million viewers, and the show is just a monster. And so it's done, so I get to watch and catch up now.
Yeah.
I'm just in the Netflix culture of I need another episode, and if I want to go, I like to be able to go, and if I don't, I like to hold off, but I don't like the network controlling me, you know? It's like, I like Netflix letting me just run wild and free. highest rated, is one more next week? Oh, so next week's even going to beat that. I can't watch then. Then I can't watch until next week. I think there are two episodes next week.
Two?
I think they do two.
It's going to be 2 hours, like Bachelor?
I don't know. I thought it was this week, but I guess not. I'm just staying away from it. Because I like to be the man in control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one show is NCIS. I don't know one person that watches that show.
Nope.
I don't either. I don't. Like,
14 million viewers. The Voice is the next two, and then This Is Us is at four. Now, The Voice I get, but and I'm sure, hold your NCIS calls, please, because obviously there are a lot of people watching it. And people get so mad when I say stuff like, who watches, you know, Code Blue New Orleans. You know those shows that are in all the cities?
Yeah, yeah, like CSI Miami, CSI Vegas.
So there's that. Anyway, this is us. I see you guys. We're making a really good show that's family friendly, that's positive. It's just, it's cool to have. I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
Man, that, there's that. People are hating on Eddie and Eddie Jr. on Instagram. Because you guys were at Outback?
Yeah, we were just at Outback having fun. I busted out the phone and we did some Snapchatting and we were talking in Australian. And they're saying that we did a bad accent.
So like, you posted this on Instagram?
Yeah, and we were just messing around and I think Junior's is really good.
Hey, listen to this.
Hi, Mike. What's this called?
It's called a blooming onion.
What you drinking, Mike?
I'm drinking orange juice.
Is
orange.
Orange juice. Is it good?
Yes, it's very good. Except...
Hey, what's that, Mike?
It's butter and bread.
Butter and bread? Is it good?
He didn't even try.
Your three-year-old didn't. Yeah,
he didn't try.
It sounded like your nine-year-old was pretty good.
I thought so, too.
People were being rude on Instagram.
I'm getting slammed, dude. They said we sound British.
A little bit. But
get
still,
out of here.
You're bonding as a family.
Man.
But I did think people get extra rude on Instagram for no reason.
No reason.
You're just having fun with your nine-year-old.
Hi, Mike. What's this called?
It's called a blooming onion.
That's good.
Right?
What you drinking, Mike?
I'm drinking orange juice.
That's good. I like it. Like you tell Junior, I thought it was good.
I will.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
I guess 4 or 5 months ago, you said you thought it would be March when your two adopted kids would get here.
Yeah.
Like actually get to move to the States and move in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's March 9th, actually. And a lot of people are asking, hey, what's the update on Amy and her kids?
Yeah. Well, not March, probably. I'm going to go see them this month, though. So I'm going to go in a couple weeks, just on a weekend with a couple of my girlfriends to go visit them and just look them in the eyes and hug them and be like, we're coming soon.
Because are you thinking April?
I am. Yeah. I am.
So you're saying, though, March is out of the question at this point. Here we are, March 9th. You do not think in the next 21 days or so they will be here.
You know what? Part of me wants to be hopeful for that. I'm like, well, you know, March 30th could be an option. But I've got to be realistic. I don't want to let myself down. So I'm bumping my expectations to April. My husband's already bumping to May because he's... Who knows? He's probably in June by now. But I talked on the phone with the senator's office yesterday again. Senator Bob Corker. He's got some nice people working for him.
Did you talk to him specifically?
Nah, he wasn't available.
Oh, he big time you, huh?
No, I talked to some people that work for them, though.
I know the governor of Arkansas.
Listen, I'm being proactive. Yeah. I'm trying. I'm not just sitting back. So I hope to get them here ASAP.
If you're new to the show, Amy wasn't able to have kids, but they never really gave you a reason. Like, you physically, you guys both checked out.
Yeah, my husband and I both got tested. We went to several fertility doctors in different cities because we kept moving, but couldn't get pregnant. Yep, nope.
And then she took a lot of fertility drugs, and let me tell you,
boy,
was that a roller coaster ride for all of us.
Oh,
mostly for you, but a little bit for us.
I mean, yeah.
A little, mostly for you, and I understand that, but a little bit for us.
I get that. I mean, yeah.
So that happened, and then she started trying to adopt domestically, but because she was moving around, because her husband was in the military, that every time she'd move states, you'd have to start over.
Yeah.
Amy went on a mission trip to Haiti with her church and did a woman's conference and met these two kids at an orphanage and was like, these are the kids that I think are supposed to be mine, and now they are yours, and they are supposed to be yours, and we're waiting on them to get here.
They are a legit mine, ours, me and my husband, and we just need them to get their passports and visas. Let's do this, America.
Let's go, Senator Corker. You can do it, right?
Yeah.
Donnie, make a call?
Bob Corker for life. I don't know.
Wait, huh?
I don't know. Senator forever.
Wait, huh? He hasn't done anything yet.
Oh.
You make a call him?
Give him a whole call.
All right, hold on a minute. Hey, Ray, get Corker on the phone. All right. There you go. A real American hero comes up next 5 minutes. By the way, it's Steve Wilkos' 52nd birthday. Now, remember Jerry Springer, the big bald security guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he turns 52, and I have a clip of him, And then it actually falls in line with our show in a weird way. So here's Steve Wilkos.
Even though it's calmed down a little bit, but for a long time it was Jerry, Jerry when they saw me. and you know, listen, I had a great time on the Springer Show, and obviously it was a tremendous opportunity to get to the point where I'm at now.
Jerry Springer was a pop culture phenomenon when we were younger. Lunchbox was actually on the show as a guest. True story. He went on as a guest in a love triangle.
It was called Scandalous Affairs. I was in high school. It was my senior year. And it was me and this girl, Kamika, were dating. And then Jennifer and Derek were dating. And Derek and Kamika were cheating on us with each other. And they took us on the show to tell us. And it was awesome. And I got to meet Steve and Jerry. And
how was Steve? Was he nice?
It was awesome, dude.
How was Jerry?
Jerry's cool. He shook my hand. And Steve's the one that walked me out of the set and down the elevator out to my ride back to the airport.
So you flew into Chicago.
Yep.
Spent
the night, got on the free vacation to Chicago, walked around, did all the tourist stuff, and then went on the show.
They didn't check your backstory at all? Because it was a lie.
Yeah, it was just a made-up story. No, they didn't check it at all. They just asked you questions, and I'd taken notes, and I had everything connected the dots, made sure I had my story straight, and boom, we're there.
Here's the audio. Ray just put it up. This is Lunchbox on Jerry Springer way back in the day, using the name Dan. Here he is. And it's really, I swear to you, this is not a joke. This is Lunchbox on Jerry Springer.
So you're about to tell your boyfriend that you haven't been faithful to him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried about losing him?
Yeah, I know he's going to be real mad at
him. Well, let's bring him in.
These are your friends. They're faking it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows he's going to hear something about the relationship. Here is your boyfriend, Dan.
And here comes Lunchbox out in a tie. He looks 12.
That's crazy.
I'm surprised they let a high school kid go on this show.
Hey, my parents had to sign the release forms. Yeah, because I was only 17.
The crowd's laughing at how young Lunchbox looks.
Crazy audience. All right, hey, calm down. Dan, welcome to the show. How long have you been going here with Kamika?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years? How old were you when you guys started?
Regarding what?
How old were you when you started with her?
About 15. But obviously there's something long in front of the Jerry Springer show.
Jerry. Yeah, look at that fire.
That's great.
15 minutes right there, baby. Wow, 50 minutes of fame. That's cool, dude.
The Bobby Bones
Show.
You know, this morning, we're going to have our camouflage Pimpin' Joy shirts up, and all to benefit Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson, who is on the phone with us right now. Hey, Nathan.
Yes.
How are you?
Hey, doing pretty good.
It's a real pleasure to talk to you. You're a real hero, man.
Well, I sincerely appreciate you saying that, but thanks so much for calling, and thanks for having us on.
Well, and I want to explain to everyone what we're doing, because Captain Nelson here is the epitome of a hero. So I guess I want to ask you, like, what happened for all these injuries to happen to you? Like, what happened?
So I was on my third deployment to Afghanistan back in September of 2013, and I was helping out a special operations team in Southeast Afghanistan, and the base took a single round of indirect fire. Fortunately, I was the only one that it hit, so there weren't any other injuries from that attack. But the blast broke a couple of vertebrae high in my back and sent a whole bunch of shrapnel through my back and everything. But the injuries resulted in paralysis from the chest down. So I'm in a wheelchair now. But fortunately, there was a fantastic team of special operations surgeons, just a 10-minute helicopter ride away that worked on me and saved my life. And so they got me put back together and sent back here to the States so I could see my beautiful wife and my daughter be born a few months after that. So we're very, very blessed as a result, and that's what we try to focus on.
on the phone right now is Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson. And after this happened, and just some of the injuries, a spinal cord injury, a brain injury, multiple fractures, severe tissue damage. I mean, this is an American hero that was hit by a terrible situation. He was awarded, man, so many things, the Purple Heart, and just on and on. And as we heard your story, we wanted to help. And by we, it's not just us that sit in the studio. Like, we have a collective group of us and the listeners of the radio show. And so what we want to do is put these shirts out and try to help you build this house. And so I appreciate you letting us help you and get this house together and, you know, and get the things that you need. Because I imagine, you know, even having a little girl, you know, moving around the house has got to be pretty tough.
Absolutely. She's 3 right now, so you can imagine the amount of energy she puts out. I am constantly trying my best to help out my wife, keep the house picked up after her and chase her around. So, yes, absolutely. The house that Building Homes for Heroes is putting together for us is specifically designed to optimize my capacity to live as close to independently as I possibly can, and help me move around and exist. So
the goal is $50,000. This is our goal from our show that we're going to try to do, to build a mortgage-free home that will accommodate Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson's needs. You are a true American hero. It's an honor to talk to you, and I have no doubt. Like, our listeners come through like crazy. We have the best listeners in the world, and I hope to talk to you again once we hit our goal. And we all appreciate what you did and do, and, you know, we root you on, man.
Well, we really appreciate everything that you're doing. Building Homes for Heroes is a fantastic organization, and they have helped so many veterans that, you know, have gone overseas and put their life on the line. And, you know, they come back and they want to continue to be able to provide for their families and everything. So it's a fantastic organization. It's fantastic management. And, you know, we're just eternally grateful for everything that they do. And I want to thank all of your listeners who, you know, care so much about veterans and all of their gifts. And we sincerely appreciate it.
Captain Nelson, thank you. Tell your wife, Jennifer, we said hello. Tell your daughter, Eva, the same. And we will talk to you really soon. And now we're going to get to work for you, just like you went to work for us. And we'll catch up really soon, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great morning. So there you go. BobbyBones.com, depending on where you are, but at 9 Central. Like, you could be listening right now on the West Coast, and it's all right. We have so many time zones. I don't even know what's happening with our time zones. 9 Central is when these... We only have so many, too. Like, we don't have a million of them, but we have enough to hit our goal if we sell out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just do it. This guy deserves it. Let's just do it. And I have no doubt that we're going to do it. Like, our listeners are awesome. Thank you, Amy.
Well, I just wanted to point out something from his call that stood out to me. I just find it amazing that in a situation like that, he was able to say, fortunately, I was the only one that was hit. I mean, how selfless to say something like you're with. I mean, yeah, I get that. Yeah, it's fortunate. But to know that you were the only person that suffered injuries and to recognize it and say that that's a good thing. And fortunately, it was just you. And I don't know. It's just like really selfless. And he's amazing. And I hope that we reach our goal. And there's other Pimp and Joy stuff available in case you're not into camo.
Yeah, that's true. Let's get to work. Go team.
Mr. Bobby.
We're going to do the What's Your Unpopular Opinion segment now. So I'll give out the phone number, 877-77-BOBBY. What is your unpopular opinion? Like, when you say it, nobody agrees with you. 877-77-BOBBY. I'll set it up by going me first. Home Alone is not a Christmas movie. Nobody ever agrees with me. And I know it's an unpopular opinion, but if Home Alone is a Christmas movie, so is Gremlins, so is Die Hard. Like, Home Alone could happen, even not Christmas. The purpose is the kid gets lost and the parents have to find him and he fights the criminals. Christmas is a nice side project in the movie, but I don't think it's a Christmas movie because it's not about Christmas. Mm. So that's my unpopular opinion. No one ever agrees with me. Everybody wants to fight, and I get it. That's mine. Amy, what's yours?
Yeah, I disagree with you on that one. And mine is that microwaves are bad.
Your what?
Microwaves are bad.
Microwaves are bad.
Nobody ever...
I would agree with you. I just am too lazy to not change.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So many people fight me on
it. Well, we all think that microwaves are probably bad.
Sure. Yeah. There's nothing normal about
it. Well, how come anytime I talk about it, y'all make me feel like I'm crazy for not owning a microwave?
No, you're crazy because you're not lazy.
Yeah,
we're all lazy.
You own one.
Yeah. We're like, come on. Lunchbox, your unpopular opinion.
Companies make you do direct deposit because they make millions of dollars off that. They take a nickel or 3 pennies or 10 cents from every single paycheck and no one ever notices. And that's how they make a lot of money.
You're like accusing people of something illegal. That's not
it's an unpopular opinion, but that's what companies do.
But you don't know that.
That's my opinion.
You're
they
stating
pilfer.
A fact. Like, you think the companies are stealing money.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why they want you to direct deposit, because if they take a nickel from every single employee's paycheck, that's millions upon millions of dollars they make.
Can I say that you can, like, look and actually prove or disprove that? Like that... Would you think that Lunchbox fits in the category?
I mean, yes, absolutely.
No. But see, Bobby and I's are both like legit opinions. Like, Bobby's is about a movie. It's
I can
his
take
opinion.
And investigate and see Lunchbox
and prove him
and
wrong.
Prove him wrong.
Oh, that's true.
Because you're not going to go to every single business and do that, so you can't do that.
You wouldn't take the time to do that. He's right.
That's what they're saying. You're not going to notice
Eddie?
A nickel.
Mine's very unpopular, especially for you. It's being late. I think that everyone should be able to be late at least 3 times a year in their job.
Now, that's an opinion. And
that is a strong opinion.
It's an opinion. That's just an opinion.
A good one, too, huh?
No, that's weird.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm even someone that's late. Like, why would you ever want to be late? Like, I don't want to be late.
I told you this was unpopular.
That's a real opinion, though.
Thank you.
Can't prove or disprove.
Good one.
Let's go over to Joe in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Joe, your unpopular opinion.
Hey, Bobby, this is Joe. How are you?
Good, buddy. What do you think about this?
So let me premise this by saying I respect their music and I recognize them as... You know, for their historical value, but I do not like the Beatles.
What?
Oh, wow.
Get off my phone line. Joe!
I've listened to their music, and I just don't like the sound. I just don't like it.
All right.
Wow.
You know what? That's an opinion.
It's pretty unpopular, too.
Ooh, like, I want to vomit a little
Me
bit.
Me, too.
Hey, Joe, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening, bud. Hey, Joni in Nashville.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. Now, just so you know, your unpopular opinion is probably not going to be popular with us. Everybody's got to realize that. Then we're probably all going to be like, what? Get off our phone lines. But we're just playing, okay? So go ahead. What's your unpopular opinion?
It's caused many, many arguments and debates with my friends and family, but I think that the version of the band Van Halen is better with Sammy Hagar than with David Lee Roth.
Get off my phone line!
I agree with that.
Eddie, what?
I agree with that.
Come on!
I love that Sammy Hagar.
No.
I do.
The Red Rocker?
5150.
No, stop.
Why can't this be love? It's good stuff.
Their music was a little better with Sammy Hagar.
All right, Joni. True. I think you're nuts, but thank you for calling anyway. We can disagree and still be friends and live in a peaceful society, right?
Yeah.
Your unpopular opinion. If you have one, call us. Do you have any others in Lunchbox? Because mine would also be that mayonnaise is the devil, which is not making it.
That's so crazy.
I mean, I like that opinion.
Yeah, it's an opinion, though.
It is an opinion.
It's not, my job is stealing money from me.
That's an opinion.
It's a conspiracy theory more than it
is. So that, I don't understand how you don't think that's an opinion.
You could get someone to investigate that and find out if they were stealing money from
you. Yeah, it's either...
It's like your opinion. Do you think smiling is fun? Yes or no? Can't prove if one's right or wrong.
And you think Garth Brooks is the greatest of all time?
Yes.
I mean, yes,
opinion.
He is. Opinion.
Opinion.
No, fact.
No, but like I am a huge George Strait fan. Like I put George above Garth any day.
But that's not an. That's
an opinion.
But mine's fact. Hey, Brent, give me an opinion. Like your unpopular opinion.
Man, Star Wars.
What about it?
I just can't get into it. Everybody tells me you've got to watch it from
from the very first movie. And, man, I've tried just the graphics, and I just can't get into it. So, for me, Star Wars is just overrated.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, dude, I tried that because Eddie was like, Star Wars. My girlfriend loves Star Wars, and she's like, watch it from the beginning.
Yeah.
I tried. It was like I was watching The Three Stooges.
It's easy. Like, didn't watch it as a kid. That's it. Period.
Okay, but still, you're like, you have to watch it now. It's still great. And I tried, and it was just not – I don't get it either. And, again, it's obviously unpopular because these movies are making – $1 billion still to this day. Lunchbox.
I got a different one.
All right. We got another one.
Okay.
Thinking.
Encores are the dumbest things when you go to a concert. Just go out there, play your music, and then get off stage. Don't make me sit there and clap for you. Okay. You know I'm there to see you.
I think that's a fair one. Here's the only, and that's a great opinion.
That's an opinion.
Yes,
you got it.
I would like to counterpoint your opinion, although it is a great opinion.
Okay.
Sometimes, for example, I'll give us the Raging Idiots, our comedy band. We don't plan to go back out. We're done. We take our earpieces out. We change our clothes. If the crowd is still cheering like they do sometimes, we can't leave them cheering, so we go back out. But it's not planned.
Most encores are planned because they don't turn the lights on in the arena or stadium, so you know they're coming back out. Just play the music.
More planned encores.
Yeah, don't make me sit there and wait for 15 minutes clapping and then come out, like surprise.
I like that opinion.
That's a good one.
Like, no more fake encore.
Yeah, so stupid.
Don't put in the set list you're doing an encore.
Yes.
You have to be like us. We're like, we don't know any more songs.
Oh, gosh,
let's
know
just wing it. That's what we do. Okay, I like this. The unpopular opinion segment. Thank you for all of your calls. Oh, he's got another one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's full of them.
The Bobby Bone Show is the best show on radio.
That's very unpopular.
Very unpopular. Oh,
okay. Yeah, very unpopular opinion. Not many with that one. All right. We're doing what is your unpopular opinion? So we all have one, and mine was, I don't think Home Alone's a Christmas movie. I think it's a movie that has Christmas in it, but you can have the same movie without Christmas. It's a very unpopular opinion. So people started to call in and share their unpopular opinions. Jenny in Cedar Rapids, thank you for calling. Your unpopular opinion.
Okay, my unpopular opinion, which I already know is unpopular because it sparked a heated debate on my Facebook a few years ago, is that the Harry Potter movie is horrible.
Horrible, wow. Not even just not your thing. You're going full horrible.
Yes. Oh. Someone tried to copy, like, Chronicles of Narnia or something.
Oh, you're a hater. Are you a Narnia lover?
I am. That line of thing. But that was probably because that was when I was a kid, and the whole Harry Potter thing is.
Okay, see? Unpopular opinion. Thank you for sharing it with us. Hey, Cheryl in Oklahoma, unpopular opinion.
Hi. I don't like Neil Diamond.
Wait, how do you not like Neil Diamond? Sweet Caroline, come on.
I can't stand him. My husband thinks it's the most hilarious thing to crank it up loud when we go on road trips because he knows that it tortures me.
Like, Cherry, come on. Neil Diamond?
I was raised on it. My mom wore me completely out on it. I cannot stand Neil Diamond. I don't want to listen to him.
Your words are polluting my ears. Hey, Cheryl, thank you for calling. I don't think we'd ever get along in real life, but I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Man, come on!
Hey! She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
Baby, love me. Yes,
she does.
How do you not love this? Come on.
All the girls have a side, yeah.
You know this song, Amy?
Heard it.
You don't, why are you looking?
Because I'm trying to think if I know the words, because I know some Neil Diamond. But.
Yeah, you know Sweet Caroline. Everybody knows Sweet Caroline.
She got the way to move me, Cherry. She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me, Cherry.
No, Amy, not feeling that?
It's okay.
Oh, listen to that. They don't make it like that anymore. Kind of a cool show announcement right now. 1 week from today, we'll be celebrating our 4-year anniversary. Now, you guys letting us be a show. And to celebrate, we just don't want to come on and go, man, gee, Willikers, thanks. We actually want to give you guys something. So 1 week from today, we're going to have a full concert for a whole hour on this show with full band from Thomas Rhett.
If I never get to see the northern lights.
next Thursday. If I never get to 4 years. Man, 4 years we've been on the air. That's crazy. It's our birthday show with a full hour concert on the air with Thomas Rhett. Because of you guys, we get to be on the air. And so, Thomas is awesome. He's going to come in and play for a full hour, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Birthday show, 1 week from today. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. These birthdays are going to be the death of me. Amy's is coming up. My girlfriend's is coming up. Like, all within, like, 2 weeks. And here's the thing. In order, my girlfriend and you, the two most important women in my life.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. And there's a lot of pressure, especially for her. We just had Christmas and nailed it. We just had Valentine's Day.
Nailed it.
Now here's a birthday creeping up around the corner.
Kali, you gave her communication for Valentine's Day. Huh.
There's a lot of thought into Valentine's
Day. I know.
It was
sweet. So what are you going
to
do for
me? I don't know. Mm. And I got you to worry about, too.
Don't worry about me.
Cool. You guys heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard
it. Oh, but
good.
I mean, you know.
Hey, see? There we go. Hey, loud and clear.
You know when girls say that, that means worry about me. You're the one that taught me that.
These birthdays are
yeah.
gone. And then.
Your birthday's coming up, too, so don't even.
Okay, great. I hope you go crazy. Hey, worry.
Worry.
Yeah. Worry like crazy. Anyway, these birthdays. And I even had something planned for my girlfriend's birthday.
Okay.
But she's playing a charity show the night of her birthday.
Oh, so selfish.
How nice. Dare her.
Easy out.
No, it's not an easy out. No. Because I had something planned.
Oh, okay.
And then I can't do it because.
Well, can you do it on a different night?
No. I have a meeting in New York on Tuesday. Her birthday's that Monday. So we were going to go early to New York because I had to go for work, and I can't.
Wow.
And I wasn't going to tell her until, so that, scratchy scratch.
Can she back out of her show?
Mm-mm. It's an awesome show. It's a charity show. With, like, I don't know if I can say it, but it's like her and Melissa Etheridge. And,
oh, wow, cool.
What?
Like cool women?
That's awesome.
Like awesome women?
It's for charity, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but anyway, you and these birthdays. Guys, don't forget, Amy's is coming, but.
Yeah, no, I won't forget.
It's yours is next weekend.
Mm-hmm. The 18th.
Ooh. Mm. It's going to be fun.
Why? Why is it going to be fun?
I don't know. I'm just saying that because I got right now I got nothing.
You got nothing.
My brain's all.
You should give me communication.
Yeah. Okay. If I can get away with that with you.
Or he just writes down on a piece of paper. Communication.
More communication.
Happy birthday.
We were doing this unpopular opinion segment, and some people are still hanging on the phones. I just don't want them to have to hold forever, and I liked that you call. Like, we appreciate it so much that you pick up the phone and call us. Caitlin in Ohio, or Caitlin, excuse me. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Hi, you have an unpopular opinion. What is it?
Yes, I believe that yellow Starbursts are the best Starbursts.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Crazy. Yeah, get off my phone.
I like the pink ones, too, but the yellow is my favorite.
Yeah, I'm just playing when I say get off my phone. I'm just, you know, just doing a little joke there.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I know.
Well, thank you for your call. I absolutely think you're ridiculous, but I'm glad you called.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yes.
That makes me think about how I don't like Snickers.
What?
Don't most people
really?
Like, yeah.
I love a Snicker. Like, pound for pound, that's probably the best candy.
No way.
Like, there are better ones. Like, I love when I have a Rolo, I really enjoy it. But if I got to have one candy, it's probably a Snickers. Mm-hmm. Like, do I like Kit Kats better sometimes? Yeah. Sometimes. But more times than not, like, just a solid candy, it's Snickers.
Mm. Weird.
The Snickers is like the Ford F-150. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
just solid.
I agree.
At least it
like
was during like high school. Like,
it still is.
The Snickers was like Lunchbox's Ultima.
Yeah.
It just is there.
Rock solid.
Dependable.
Yeah.
Like a rock.
Yeah. Okay.
I started to think maybe that was Chevy. But
it is. No.
It's not the Ford. I know. Once I said it, I was like, never mind.
Snickers I also don't tough. Think they make F-150s anymore, do they?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
The like same ones like we used to have in high school?
Like
same
a rock.
Ones?
Yes.
Yeah. I
150s?
Have one.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I drive sometimes.
Amy sheds her sports knowledge with us from time to time, and she told us that Tony Romo was going
to
play.
He's going to go to Denver.
Yeah, and you heard that from?
Myself. You heard it here first.
You know, we have a current NFL player that works for the show right now.
Yeah.
Hey,
I know.
Matt Overton, who plays for the Colts, where do you think Tony Romo goes in your NFL opinion?
I'm going to have to say probably Houston.
No way.
He says Matt, his opinion Matt, is Houston.
Matt, he's not going to leave the state. He can't stay in Texas. Oh. You can't go from the Cowboys to the Texans.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
There's no state income tax. They can, make more money there. They need a quarterback bad.
You think it's about the money?
Wade Phillips from Dallas to Houston. He's a coach.
Yeah. Just
well, a coach is different than a quarterback.
Yes, it's about the money. Yes, why do you?
No, it's about the...
He'll be indoors. He's getting old. He doesn't want to be in the cold in Denver.
Listen, it's for the love of the game.
Amy, stop.
Hey, no, he loves, like, he wants to ski.
Matt, do you have anything... Matt Overton, by the way, plays for the Colts right now. Mm-hmm. Is there anything in your contract that says you can't ski or can't ride a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really not supposed to be doing that kind of stuff.
But if you posted it,
just don't post it on social media.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if you posted it on Instagram and you're out riding a Harley and your buddy's filming you on a GoPro and you're just going, passing cars.
Not a good idea.
What would your coach say?
Not a good idea.
But you wouldn't get cut or anything unless you wrecked.
No, Ben Roethlisberger a few years back crashed his motorcycle, almost killed himself. I think that just kind of proved to everyone that you're really not supposed to be doing those leisure activities that everyone really loves to do.
Ah.
But yeah, it's just, I would just stay away from, you probably got to wear a mask if you're a big time athlete like that.
Like a high profile
riding
person?
Motorcycle, had the bandana across the face or something, so nobody can take pictures. But yeah, just leave it off social media, man.
All right, Amy and versus the NFL player over where Tony Romo is going.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy, for your knowledge.
You're welcome.
Should play
just
a game.
Wait. Just oh, wait.
Okay. Just wait for him. Okay.
Wait till he signs.
Okay. I have my girlfriend on the phone, too, in case I say anything that's not right. Just because I don't want to get in trouble afterward.
Smart.
Because she's basically here for factual control. Right?
Okay.
Okay. Just right? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So this is what happens. Last night. We're at the house, and she's like, hey, we need to talk. And you don't ever want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if you need to talk, you just start talking. You don't go, hey, we need to talk.
Right.
And, like, she looked at me, like, serious. And she said, hey, we need to talk. And we're sitting beside each other. And she grabs my hand. And I'm like, okay. She goes, you really don't feel like you can cry in front of me. And I'm like, oh, no, how awkward is this? Because yesterday, I said we were watching The Office, and there was an episode where Michael Scott proposed, and like I kind of cried a little bit, but I hid it from her because I was embarrassed.
Okay.
She was like, you don't feel like you can cry in front of me. And I was like, I don't want to talk about this because I feel uncomfortable. And so that's pretty much where we left it during the conversation. Is that true?
Well, I didn't want to leave it there, but you definitely were like, okay, let's watch another episode of The Office.
Let's watch that. We were also right at the part where it's my favorite show of all time, right? The American and British versions are my favorite show. But it's right at the part of The Office, the American version, where Michael Scott leaves. And it's happening, and they start singing to him, and I start crying, right?
Right, okay.
And so, like, and I'm trying to hide it again. Like, I'm trying to hide it. And I start crying. And you were crying, too, right, at the episode?
I was crying. It was so emotional. Like, I didn't think it was going to hit me that hard, but yeah, I was in back to case.
So she's crying. She doesn't even realize I'm crying, because she has tears falling all over the place. So I start crying. All of a sudden, she sees me crying and starts crying even more because I start crying. She's
okay.
Like celebrating.
I could see that. I could see that. That would make me cry. If you finally like started to cry in front of me, I would cry more.
I was still trying to hide it, though.
Right.
It wasn't like I broke down to have this place in my heart where I could admit it. I just couldn't hold it back anymore. And so I'm crying, and she's crying, and then she's crying because I'm crying. There's all this crying happening. And so I was just all cried out. And she wants to talk about it some more. And I was like, just let me be me. You know?
So did y'all end up talking about the crying more?
She kept
a little bit.
She kept bringing it up, like jabbing me with it, so it makes me more uncomfortable to cry again. She was like, how about that cry?
I was not jabbing. I was thanking you, because that's a big thing. That's a big, big step.
You can't thank me for it, though. You have to just let it go. Like, it's a normal thing. Because later on, we were talking, and she was, like, doing some music stuff. She was like, by the way, thank you for crying earlier. And I was like, stop saying that! I feel so awkward!
Well, I mean, I think it's okay for her to thank you for being vulnerable.
I did it on purpose. I just couldn't help it.
Well, but you weren't.
I think it's just a big step, especially for you. Mm-hmm. And that's something to celebrate.
Mm. Well, it was a very emotional night last night.
Sounds like it.
And
it was.
It was. And I did cry. And I didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're moving on with life. But I don't cry during This Is Us.
No, well, you don't. And I cry not, all the time.
She cries every episode.
Yeah, but you're invested in The Office. Do you feel like you're not nearly as invested in This Is Us yet? Because it just hasn't been around as long.
I feel like This Is Us. I really love the positivity and the family stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of like family growing up. I didn't really have any communication. Like, that's foreign to me.
Okay.
The Office, those feel like my friends because they're all nuts.
Uh-huh.
And they're all like odd people and they work together. That, I guess that feels a little more
relatable to you?
Maybe so.
Okay.
Boy, $80 an hour for some therapy here. Mm-hmm. Well,
do you think that now this opens you up to being, well, since you're willing to be a little bit more vulnerable, like if you've got a real legit issue, not that's, because TV shows, that's not real. Not real life, but you're still having feelings or emotions. But say you have something really going on in your life where you need to cry, you'll be able to cry with Lindsay now that you've gone there?
No, not yet. Not. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, maybe a bit. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know.
That's a great point, Amy.
I hate the point.
Because sometimes you just really need to cry because it makes you feel so much better. Like you said, you had a great night's sleep, and I wonder if it's because you cried.
She, don't worry. She texted me that already. She goes, I think it's because you cried.
I love that theory.
I sleep about one night every 2 weeks, right, normally. And I woke up with sleep in my eyes, like whatever, sleep, whatever they call it.
Away from the tears.
Okay. Get your jabs in, girls. Get your jabs in.
I've asked you if you have ever appointment cried.
No, I haven't appointment cried.
Oh, if you don't ever let yourself cry, like, I just don't know how you ever deal with things. Like, sometimes I didn't know if you, like, set a time where you're alone and you're just like, okay, now is the time I'm going to let it all out and I'm just going to sit here and cry.
I don't cry.
Okay. That's a shame.
I know. I don't cry. Anything I'm missing in this story? I just want to make sure I get all the points out there and don't paint you in any weird picture. We good?
No, we totally good. And I just think you should be proud of yourself.
For crying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Own the it. Opposite.
Own it. Start crying all the time. Now make it your thing.
How much would she love that? If every day.
You'll never
she'd
believe.
Hate that. Oh, she'd hate it. Like, be careful what you ask for. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. Now, maybe why I slept so hard last night.
I know. I think you got it all is. Out. It really is.
I mean, I don't think I've really cried in years. Like, really. I'm going to tell you, and yesterday, but in all seriousness, yesterday was a tough day for me. It was my mom's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom died years, I mean, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And, you know, my mom was 46 when she died, and she struggled with drug and alcohol abuse. And so it was a weird day anyway for me. I'm telling you, my girlfriend knocked it out. Like, she woke up, I didn't think anybody know, because nobody ever says anything about it. And so she woke up and she was like, hey, I know today's going to be tough. And I was like, wow, the fact that you remember is my mom's birthday.
Wow, yeah.
Like, it was like, yeah.
That is hard.
Yeah, but I also got really lucky that I have somebody like in my life that was like, hey, before you even say anything about it, like, I know it's your mom's birthday and I know today's going to be a tough day for you. And I know that. So if you need something, which I never did, apparently I just took it out in the office last night.
I'm starting to wonder that because I did not know it was your mom's birthday yesterday. And now I'm trying to connect those dots a little bit.
You know what? Maybe a little, but I don't think. I mean, I would have cried anyway because I cried already the night before.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying, to her point, is that, yeah, I mean.
No, it is good to know that you have that. I mean, for, you know, to have your girlfriend and have her just. Acknowledge
like care
at the
about
beginning,
little things.
Like little things. That's not little, but for her to just say, I know it's going to be rough. We don't even have to.
I never
you
told
don't
her,
talk
though,
about it.
But I never told her. I never said anything about it to her. Because I don't.
Know?
I don't know. I don't talk about that.
Wow.
And so.
That's. Yeah. Yeah, you got a winner.
For now.
Oh, man.
She hates it when I do that.
Stop.
Oh,
why do you do
she
that?
She hates it when I do that. Because we'll be driving down the road or something and. We'll be in the car. Oh, she hates it when I make that joke. Because I'll make the joke like, man, how's your next boyfriend going to like live up? She gets so mad at me over mm-hmm. those jokes.
Yeah.
Because like after we had Valentine's at Waffle House, I was like, how is your next boyfriend going to live up to this? Like, wait a minute. She does not think that's funny. She yeah. doesn't even think it's funny in the way like you should think something's funny because it's not funny. She just does not think that's funny. And
I can see that a little bit.
Come on. I miss you. That's you. Funny.
Yeah.
Nobody else thinks.
Nah.
All right, that's a wrap. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. 9 a.m. Central. I don't know where you are, but if you're listening right now, 9 a.m. Central, our camouflage Pimp and Joy shirts go up for sale. And all to benefit Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson. We're trying to build him a house on his third tour in Afghanistan. He was hit with a rocket where he was staying was, and he has spinal cord injuries and had a collapsed lung and a brain injury. He's paralyzed. He's in a wheelchair. And so what we're trying to do is build him a house where he can actually move around himself without the help of someone else. And so 9 a.m. Central. And if you go to BobbyBones.com right now and it asks for a code, because it depends on where you are, what the time's up, but it's not that time yet.
Right. That's why there's a code, because it's not time.
So depending on where you are, 9 a.m. Central.
Yeah. And if we sell out, we'll hit our goal. So
that's it.
I really want to sell out.
There you go. There's a woman who poisoned her cereal because she didn't want to hook up with her husband anymore.
Wait, what?
Did you guys poison her husband's cereal? I tried to kill him?
Yeah, Lucky Charms.
Did you see the story?
No. Yeah. She was putting in Lucky Charms.
A woman pleaded guilty to poisoning her husband's food. She was putting boric acid. That's what kills cockroaches.
Whoa.
Into his cereal, also his energy drinks, and even his whipped cream.
Oh, my goodness. Triple threat.
She's like the J-Lo of trying to kill. But in all three.
Sing, dance, act.
She, 49. She said she was tired of having sex with him.
Oh, my goodness.
She said she just didn't want to poison enough to kill him and make him feel sick. But, you know.
49-year-old Andrea Hemming took off 2 years ago after pleading guilty to poisoning her husband's food. Hemming says that her husband was having unwanted sex with her while she was sleeping. Prosecutors say that Hemming used something called boric acid, which is used to kill cockroaches in her husband's cereal, energy drinks, and whipped cream. Her husband, Ralph, told police for 6 months before Hemming got caught, he had diarrhea and nosebleeds every day. He also said he couldn't believe that Andrea never made it to her sentencing.
And there's a dispute about the whole sex part.
Okay. Because I was like, well, that's a detail I didn't
but
know.
But this doesn't give you a right to poison anybody.
No.
No, it just doesn't. If that's the case,
you
go
agree.
To...
You go and let the authorities handle it.
This is an example of, I always tell you, you never know who you're sleeping next to. You have no idea. They were married.
What about your wife?
I have no idea who that woman is. No idea.
Do you think she's going to poison your Lucky Charms?
You think she, in her head, she really could be plotting some kind of like...
Yes. Last night, I get home and she is watching a TV show about a husband that poisoned his wife. Just like this, like a Dateline NBC. And I'm like, and she goes, you never know who you're sleeping next to. I said, I know. That is so true. Like, Eddie, you don't know your wife.
You're right.
Amy, you don't know your husband. He doesn't know you. We don't know each other. We think we do, but we have no idea.
Well, I mean, we know them.
No,
but then
you
it's
don't.
Like what they're capable of.
Right. We don't know them, know them.
Right.
But,
or do we know them, we just don't know them, know them.
Yeah, I feel like I know them, but not know them.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Boy, it's a dangerous world.
Bobby, you don't know who you're sleeping next to.
You don't?
Oh,
my goodness.
No. Y'all, we cannot go home.
Let's stay here.
But I don't even know you guys. That's the thing.
Oh, no.
You don't know anybody.
Y'all.
If you really feel that way, what's the word? What's, why live?
Well, I mean, I want to live and experience things, but you really... Do you trust everybody? You can't. I mean,
I
you can
trust
them, but you got to have your one eye open all
anybody.
The time.
Bobby does. That's why he doesn't sleep.
The only person you know is yourself.
That's right.
Sometimes but I don't even know that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm surprised at myself, too.
Sometimes we're in trouble. Why did I do that?
Yep.
Who am I?
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we're going to play a game here. Amy was arguing with Matt Overton, who plays in the NFL.
Arguing's a strong word.
About where Tony Romo is going to go. Hey, Matt, come in the studio, bud. Yeah, come on in here. And so we're going to play Amy versus the NFLer. It's a little game here. So what we'll do, Matt Overton plays for the Indianapolis Colts. Matt, I'm going to ask you questions about female things, and I'm going to ask Amy questions about the NFL.
Okay.
And we'll see who does better. All right?
Bring it.
Matt Overton, deep snapper for the Indianapolis Colts. Everybody say hi to Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Amy, co-host of the Bobby Bones Show. Everybody say hi to Amy.
Hi, Amy.
What's up, Amy?
Hey. All right, Amy, you're up first.
Okay.
An NFL question.
Bring it.
All right. Who is the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts?
Well, that's not fair.
What?
Rhymes with luck. I'll give you that hint.
Oh, Gluck.
Oh, Mr. Gluck. Coach Gluck.
Yeah, Coach Gluck.
Coach Gluck.
Coach. Never mind.
Come on. You want to give it a guess or nothing? It's
Pluck. Coach. Muck.
No.
Duck. Coach. Is he Duck?
No, Chuck Pagano.
Okay, Chuck. Got it.
Chuck. Yeah, I'm
his
sorry.
His first name.
That's angry. Matt, are you insulted a bit?
Yeah.
She didn't know your head coach was?
No.
Oh, okay. Coach Pagano.
I know she's not a big fan.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, you're doing like, it's amore.
Coach Pagano. Is he Italian?
Yes.
See?
He's
I knew
a paisan.
It. He's like, wake up. Matt, get out there. Go. Punt the ball.
Snap.
I mean,
he
snapped.
Okay. Matt, are you ready? Matt Overton, NFL
yes.
player.
Yeah. Upside down quarterback.
Here's upside your, down quarterback.
Here's
yes.
your question. Essie is a brand of what kind of beauty product? Essie. Like, what is that? It's a brand of something.
Hmm.
Essie.
Makeup removal wipes.
Makeup removal wipes. Amy, what's the answer?
Nail polish.
It's nail polish. Okay. So far, 0-0. We got a fair game here. Yeah. Amy versus the NFL player.
All right.
All right. Amy, you get an NFL question.
Ready.
Which team in history has the most Super Bowl wins?
In history, I feel like this could be a trick question because the Patriots just got 7 wins. That's the most with a quarterback and a coach on the same team. Okay, fine, Patriots.
Lunchbox, do you know the answer to this?
Steelers.
It is the Steelers.
Yeah. And they've only been to 7. They didn't win all 7.
Oh.
That's where you messed up.
Yeah, you're close.
But that's an impressive stat, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Brady has, I thought he had 7 rings. He has five.
You got one for the thumb this year.
Yeah.
NFLer Matt Overton. Matt, what's the type of beauty product used to cover up blemishes on the face? Just a generic name for it.
Yeah. Let's see. It's not like powder, but like they pull the little, they got the little mirror, little powder.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And they bring the little thing.
Okay.
And they kind of puff it, poof it on
their face. Yeah. Okay.
That is called... oh boy, I know this.
3 seconds. Amy.
Powder
concealer.
Puffs.
Concealer.
Yes.
Concealer.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, concealer.
That sounds like a spray you spray on concrete or something.
Yes, it does, actually.
But also, you're concealing a blemish.
Let's go, Amy. NFL question.
Ready,
for you.
Bring it.
Dang, mine are harder.
Who is the commissioner of the NFL? I think you can get this.
I know. If I really think it out,
who is the commissioner of the NFL?
It's not Kevin LeGrette. He works for our company.
It's not Kevin. It's not Kevin LeGrette.
But for whatever reason, his name came to my head. Kevin LeGrette, Bob LeGros.
The funny thing is, she's onto something.
Oh, yeah.
LeGoff. LeMiz. Le. Tommy LeGrette. Cross. I mean, I feel like, is it a two-syllable thing? Why am I?
Who is the commissioner of the NFL, Amy?
Tom LaBeouf.
Matt, it's
Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell.
I knew it was a Goodell.
Huge
thing.
Fan of that guy.
I knew it was a two-syllable last name.
A lot of players don't. You like them?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep a PC and say, yeah,
there
I love
you
the
go.
Guy.
All yeah. right,
absolutely.
There you go.
Do that.
How about this for the win?
If you get, wearing a Modesto Nuts hat?
I am. Modesto Nuts.
Wow, shout out to the Modesto Nuts.
Yeah, I love Modesto.
Yeah, that's where I'm from, kind of.
Yeah, I know. I didn't
Small
know that.
World.
But are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
For the win.
Okay, this is big time.
I can't believe I didn't
Come on,
get
Matt.
This is it.
Game, let's go, Matt!
Game-winning drive, fourth quarter. Let's go. Come
Name
on.
Name the powder that you would apply to your face to make you look tan. For the win.
Tan?
To make you look
tan. It's not a spray tan?
It's not a spray tan. The powder you put to your face to make you look tan.
Gosh.
Matt Overton, player for the Colts, is answering female questions against Amy.
It's definitely not concealer.
It's not concealer. That's correct. What would you put on there to make you look tan?
Jeez.
Come on.
Give me a hint.
No,
I gave you a hint about
hints.
Coach Chuck.
Nah.
Oh!
Wow. You acted like it
Matt,
was his
we need
last
an answer,
name.
Buddy.
These are a powder you put on your face to make you look tan?
Mm-hmm.
Sunless.
He looks like he's got a poop.
Yeah. Yep. I think he's going to.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. The answer is bronzer.
Oh, I thought you'd come to me.
I thought
for
that was a spray.
No, bronzer powder.
Is there a tiebreaker?
There is not. Everybody's just a loser. Everybody, congratulations to all of our losers.
Good job. We tied.
That was awful.
That was definitely awful.
We both tied.
Amy knows nothing about the NFL.
That's
Matt
not true.
Overton knows nothing about women.
I will say I do know that Tony Romo is going to Denver.
Okay, there you go.
Well, our tiebreaker will be.
Is there
Tony
a wager
Romo.
On this?
When's the? Yeah. When do we find out?
Like, he gets today. He's going to be released.
I know. It's a sad day.
He'll take his time, I think.
Can we, in good faith, have a wager between you guys? The loser has to do something embarrassing. It's not over the line, but in good faith, you were making a wager on where Romo ends up.
Oh, for sure. Matt's my boy.
Yeah, let's figure it out.
There's a good faith bet right now.
Yeah.
And you're saying Romo goes to
Denver.
And you're saying Romo goes to.
I'm going to say he's not going to go to Houston or Denver.
You just
you
said he's going to Texas.
You have to pick a team.
Earlier.
You have to pick a team.
Well, then I'll go with Houston.
Okay.
Makes
okay.
sense.
He's taking the entire NFL.
Yeah, he's like, I'll take the rest. So you have the Texans.
Yeah.
You have the Broncos.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yep. Loser does something embarrassing. Okay?
Love it.
But within
in good faith.
Reason.
Right. You'll be naked. Matt.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
depending where you are, the shirts all go on sale at a different time. But it's all 9 o'clock Central. 9 a.m. Central, our Pimp and Joy camouflage shirts go up, and everything Pimp and Joy actually goes into the same pot for Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson, who was injured in combat. This is us talking to him earlier.
The base took a single round of indirect fire. Fortunately, I was the only one that it hit, so there weren't any other injuries from that attack. But the blast broke a couple of vertebrae high in my back and sent a whole bunch of shrapnel through my back and everything. But the injuries resulted in paralysis from the chest down. So I'm in a wheelchair now.
Our goal is to help him build this house. Concrete material, slab material, framing, roof trusses, shingles, all this. We're trying to make $50,000 today. We don't keep any of the money. And so Captain Nelson had spinal injuries, collapsed lungs, a brain injury. We as a team, as we do so many times, and we meaning you listening to my voice, us in this room, there's a reason that Pimp and Joy was created. And this is one of those reasons. And thanks for hashtagging Pimp and Joy on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And a long time ago, I mean, it's been 3 years. What, a long time ago?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty rough.
3 years ago.
Amy's mom had cancer. And this is where it all started. And they were looking for a username on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her username. They tried everything.
Well, she wanted like Judy Chooses Joy or something like that. But we ended up with Judy B. Pimp and Joy. And then from there, Bobby was like, oh, you know, cool thing from this could be a hashtag Pimp and Joy. And then that way our listeners, because my mom's whole motto during cancer was choose joy, choose joy. And she wanted her cancer to be used for good. And Pimp and Joy is a answered prayer because, you know, she lost her battle to cancer, but her motto, her mission to use her cancer for good lives on, and we get to do awesome things like we're doing today. And listeners, share with us. That's why I think the hashtag's so cool, Pimp and Joy, because you can go to the social media things, click on the hashtag, and see all the different ways our listeners are Pimp and Joy. So we love it.
So anything Pimp and Joy, that's all for sale. Go to BobbyBones.com. You get the link there. We're trying to help Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson, and that's what Pimp and Joy is. It's this. It's you finding joy within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's you doing something random for someone, and nobody knowing about it because it doesn't matter. I mean, there isn't a definition, but there is, and yeah. It's just finding and spreading as much joy as possible. And this is what we're doing today, and so we appreciate you guys being part of the team, and I hope we meet our goal, BobbyBones.com. Thanks to Captain Nelson for coming on the air with us and telling a story, and it's an honor to be able to help him. So, I mean, that's a real-life hero right there. So, 9 a.m. Central. If you're West Coast, it's already up. If you're not, and you're, it's whatever. Again.
Just do the math.
We're on a Saturday.
And there's other stuff available. And we even have camo baby onesies.
Yeah, and, yeah. And even the white hats. I love my white Pimp and Joy hat. That,
yeah.
All of that.
All
is
of it.
It. So, thank you. We just appreciate you being here with us. I go home, my back hurts me because of these awful chairs that we have. We have old chairs. Like, these chairs were, they've probably been here for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the morning, there were two morning shows before us, and they had these chairs. And so, we've asked, hey, can we get some new chairs? Like, some nice lumbar support? And we haven't got anything. So, then we were like, hey, what if we chose an artist to sponsor us? And, like, they got us our own chair, and, like, they even, their name could be, they could,
so cool.
They could do whatever they want to the chair. And so, we, you know, just said, hey, I didn't reach out to Garth, but I was like, I'd like to have Garth Brooks sponsor my chair, you know, and then Amy picked
Dierks Bentley.
Dierks. You reached out, though, unfairly on Twitter.
On Twitter, I retweeted a listener that tweeted him.
The thing is, if your artist ever does bring you a chair, that's yours. Like, that doesn't mean everybody else gets a chair. Like, you just get to sit comfortably while we all sit in pain.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah,
you
asked Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw.
Now, I didn't know it was against the rules to not reach out.
There's no rules. He's just making it clear he hasn't.
Okay, all right. I like that.
Yeah.
But I could and I don't.
You should.
No.
Yeah, well,
Lunchbox?
I mean, you can't text
I have
him.
Carrie Underwood, but yeah. I'm starting to think that there's no chance Carrie Underwood's going to come through. So can I change?
You can't change. Why would you say that? Because you're going to ruin now what you're doing with Carrie. That's like going, we're dating, and I don't know if it's going to go well.
Listen.
Can I have another one just in case?
Carrie, listen to me. Help me out. I've been a fan of yours since American Idol days.
No.
I used to vote for you on American Idol. You were Idols 03. and I just really need it. My back is hurting.
We're not doing that. This is not a telethon. We're not begging. We're just
saying, all right, Carrie, I'll stop my begging. But, Carrie, if you want to come through for me, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm not going to beg, but where are you at, Turks?
I mean, and Ray asked for Kip Moore.
Yeah.
And you need a studio chair. You need a chair that you're sitting in a glass room.
Yeah, but it'll still be the same as y'all's.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we're all going to have different chairs. Right? Yeah. Because our artists
I'll tell you, the inspiration came because we have terrible chairs. But the Breakfast Club, my friend Charlemagne, Kevin Hart brought them all chairs. He's like, your chairs suck. Brought them all new chairs. And I was like, why can't...
Kevin Hart beat you, Dirks. Dang.
Yes, Lunch.
Do we need to have Carrie Underwood in for anything?
No, we can't reach out.
No, I'm saying we need to have her. We haven't had her on the show in a while. Maybe she wants to come in. We should.
I mean,
Morgan, can you line that up?
I probably bring up Dirks' name every chance I get.
Trust me.
You'd think, and then maybe his song. I mean, there's so many things that I've contributed over the years for Dirks.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where we are. We're nowhere.
Need a chair.
No. No progress.
Lower lumbar support.
We're nowhere. Okay. You want a throwback or no?
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Throwback Thursday.
What were you going to say over that imaging?
I was going to do come a little closer. Throwback.
No, I was going to say before he cheats.
Stop it.
Oh, great. It's probably Garth Brooks, isn't it?
It's Tim.
Is that against the rule? Oh, we can't play any of our
characters. Oh, man.
Okay. Let me move it. It was going to be Garth, but I'll not do Garth. Okay. How about... great. Now I got to find a different song.
Baby. No, you can still do Garth. I want to hear some Garth.
We'll do...
Or how about 5150, somebody okay. Called the Popo.
We'll do this one. 1995, John Michael Montgomery.
Okay.
All right, it's fair balance.
Fair balance.
Fred.
I just got a tweet from Dirks.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
He said, I got your chair, Amy. It's going to be the bomb.
What?
Yeah! Woo! Yes! Bring it! Is this really his Twitter?
No.
He just texted me.
He did?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you.
Oh.
Man, can I switch to Dirks?
Dirks! Oh, I gotta play this song.
I'm gonna go buy Office Max or something and pick it up.
No, he's got to bring it. It's all him. It's all him.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Right now, wherever you are, if you go to bobbybones.com, our Pimp and Joy camouflage shirts are up to benefit Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson. If you haven't heard his story yet, on his third tour in Afghanistan, it was in 2013, he said a rocket hit, and he was the only one that was hurt, but he had several spinal injuries, a collapsed lung, a brain injury. We're trying to help him with the house, and so our goal is $50,000, but it's up and it's live right now. And that's our goal. And, you know, what we're going to buy with it is concrete material and slab framing, all of that. But we don't keep any of the money. And our goal is to help Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson. And it's up, bobbybones.com, all the Pimp and Joy stuff up as of right now.
Yep.
That's up and ready to go. Also, my stepdad is on the phone right now. Keith.
Hello.
Here he is. Arkansas Keith is on the phone here. I do believe he thinks that my cell phone is the request line. Because he called me during the show. I thought something was wrong because I saw you call my cell phone, but you were calling for a song.
Yes.
And what would you like to hear?
Some Johnny Cash. We don't care what kind.
You don't care what Johnny Cash song.
Just no, all the boys are here working. How about some Folsom Prison Blues? That sounds good.
Yeah. I can do that. Yeah. So who's working right now?
We're up here at Joplin, man. Shannon's working on the plumbing and... couple of us are watching him work.
Yeah. what kind of job are you guys doing?
Oh, just piddling around today. Just cutting some brush and getting ready to open up all the parks. I just went back to work on Monday. You know, I've been off all winter, so kind of getting back in the swing of things.
Well, I found it. I'm going to play Folsom Prison. Is that what you want, right? Folsom Prison?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right, I'll play it for you guys. Tell everybody I say hello.
All right, we'll do, man.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. I'm my stepdad. Who uses my cell phone as the request line.
You just want to hear a song.
On Throwback Thursday, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Throwback Thursday.
I'll throw it back. I got no rules, you know what I mean? Hello! Good morning.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
So, right now, bobbybones.com, that's our website. You can get a camouflage Pimp and Joy shirt brand new today, or any of the Pimp and Joy stuff, hats, anything. It all goes to help Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson, who, while he was in Afghanistan in 2013, because he told us that it was a rocket that came in, and he has severe spinal injuries, he had a collapsed lung, a brain injury, and we're trying to build him a house. We have a goal, we're trying to hit the goal of $50,000. If you want to get a Pimp and Joy shirt, the camo shirts are up in honor of Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson, who was on the show this morning talking about that. But everything that we have, BobbyBones.com, Pimp and Joy, goes to this. We're trying to hit the goal of $50,000. So, I mean, we're trying to get concrete material, slab material, framing material, roof trusses, shingles, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, and he's wheelchair bound, so it's a house designed specifically for his needs, and he's got a wife and a daughter.
And you can hear us talk to him too on iHeartRadio later on if you want to go iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. So that's really the most important thing that did happen on the show today and is happening today. So I guess we'll just end it there. Tomorrow, a world premiere from Old Dominion and those guys in. And so, you know, we'll see you then. Pimp and Joy, everybody, thank you for being a part of the team. We really do appreciate it.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.